Chapter 1. Mrs. Bennet's Plan.
My dear Mr. Bennet, have you heard the news? Someone has rented Netherfield Park,
Mrs. Bennet said excitedly.
His name is Mr. Bingley. He's a rich young man from the north of England and will be in the house at Netherfield before the end of September. Ah, it's wonderful for our girls.
For our girls? Why? Mr. Bennet asked.
Because I want him to marry one of them, of course, Mrs. Bennet answered.
Is that his plan? Mr. Bennet asked.
His plan? Oh, how can you say that?
Mrs. Bennet answered.
But he may fall in love with one of them, so you must visit him as soon as he comes.
There's no need for that, Mr. Bennet said, teasing his wife. You and the girls can go, or you may send them by themselves, which may be better. You're as beautiful as them, and Mr. Bingley might like you best.
It's impossible for us to visit if you don't meet him first, and you know that, she said.
I'll give you a message for him, Mr. Bennet said. I'll tell him he can marry any one of our five daughters, but I must say a good word for my dear Lizzie.
Often when Mr. Bennet teased his silly wife, she thought he was being serious.
You will not, Mrs. Bennet replied. Lizzie isn't a bit better than the others. She's neither half as beautiful as Jane, nor half as funny as Lydia. But you've always preferred her.
Our daughters are all silly, but Lizzie's the most sensible and intelligent, he said.
Oh, Mr. Bennet, how can you speak of your own children like that?
Oh, you're not thinking of my nerves, Mrs. Bennet said.
Your nerves are my old friends, he replied. You've talked about them for 23 years.
They give me much pain, but you don't care. They'll kill me one day, she said.
I hope you live to see many rich young men become our neighbours, Mr. Bennet replied.
It won't matter if you don't visit them, replied Mrs. Bennet.
When Mrs. Bennet was unhappy about something, she always blamed her nerves. The business of her life was to get her five daughters married to rich men, which made her nerves even worse. The Bennets' oldest daughter, Jane, was already 22. Elizabeth, or Lizzie to her family, was 20. Mary was the middle child. Kitty was 17, and Lydia was 15. Mr. Bennet, a few years older than his wife, and much cleverer, was neither a rich nor a poor gentleman. Their home, in the village of Longbourn in Hertfordshire, was 3 miles from Netherfield Park. A few days after this conversation, Mr. Bennet visited Bingley without saying a word to his wife. That evening, Mr. Bennet had a surprise for his family.
I visited Mr. Bingley this morning, Mr. Bennet said.
Oh, Mr. Bennet! Mrs. Bennet cried.
We are so happy. I was sure that you loved your girls and I could encourage you to go.
What does he look like? Asked his daughters. Their father did not answer. Tired of his family's silly conversation, he left the room. A few days later, Bingley visited Mr. Bennet, but was not introduced to his daughters. The girls saw only Bingley's back from the upstairs window when they watched him leave. They had to wait 2 more weeks for a ball in the village of Meryton to see his face.